Thank you, Sarah. Right, well, it is The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Sarah Castor-Perry. We're talking this week about ways to pep up your brain power using various drugs, both licit and illicit. And we also have with us Smita Mundasad, who was at the neuroscience conference in San Diego this week, but she's also a medical doctor and knows a lot about how the brain works. So I thought I'd throw a couple of these her way too. Let's kick off, though, first with one for you, Charlotte, which is that Sean Hoskins has written on our Facebook page, if cognition-enhancing drugs are taken to help with exams, what actually happens when the exams are over? Does the body or brain go back to normal? Does this newfound ability remain with the drug abuser, or worse, do things get worse because the body's now looking for some kind of crutch?
OK, so the way I'm interpreting this is a crutch has been the potential for these things to be addictive in some way, or somebody becoming dependent on them. There is a concern that people might feel psychologically dependent on drugs because they lose confidence in themselves and they feel they need something extra in order to go on doing well. And then furthermore, with modafinil, an imaging study has actually shown that modafinil binds weakly to dopamine transporters in an area of the brain called the nucleus accumbens. And other drugs which bind to this area have actually been shown to be addictive. But because it binds weakly, it's thought that the addictive potential is quite low, so people won't get addictive. But it is still something which could be a risk factor and could affect some people. And in terms of long-term use, so if you're using these drugs to help with exams, what happens afterwards? And as we've already discussed, we haven't had the opportunity yet to look at long-term use in healthy individuals. But it is a possibility that if somebody was taking a lot of some of these drugs over a long period of time, there might be some changes neurologically, but it's very difficult to say how this would transfer to behaviour.
Thank you, Charlotte. So there's everything to play for, I guess. We have to wait and see.